drain? Let me guess. The surface of the sun? Only dream I ever have. Every time I shut my eyes, it's always the same.
Maybe you should talk to Dr. Searle about that. See if he can help you out.
Maybe. I just wanted to let you know. I think you made the right decision.
Well, Mace doesn't. And I'm guessing Harvey and Trey don't either.
Yeah, but I do.
Thank you. Thank you. O Cubo, domingo para segunda, 00h.
Thank you. Cassie, are you getting this on the feed?
Getting what?
The air. It's full of dust.
Human skin.
What?
80% of all dust is human skin.
Sorry.
No light?
No.
No surprise.
Anyone afraid of the dark? We should split up.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Yeah, you play right. Might get picked off one at a time by aliens.
If this one's a big ship, we can't search it effectively if we're still in one group.
Okay, you're right. Mace, you head up for the flight deck, see if you can get her to fly. Sir, I'll check the social area and the sleeping quarters. Papa? Aim for the payload. I'll check the garden.
Let's keep in contact, guys.
Thank you.
subsystems are fine, solar harvest is fine. The ship should be up and running, except I'm not getting anything from the flight computer.
Got water. Food. No crew. No bodies.
Oh my God. I can hardly walk, it's so thick.
Rest and unrest derive from illusion.
So in other words, unless Icarus is deleting her own files, she didn't do it.
And there was no malfunction on the airlock hardware.
Which means the airlock was decoupled manually.
Cassie and I were on the flight deck the whole time.
And I was with Cap and Searle. And I think we can all assume it wasn't Harvey. Which leaves one possibility. Trey.
Trey is so doped up he can hardly walk or feed himself. He sleeps for 23 hours a day, and he blames himself for everything that's gone wrong. Why would he do it?
We don't know, but the possibility remains that it was him, and we gotta take that seriously.
By doping him up more.
This isn't just about the possibility whether he sabotaged the airlock hardware. There's something else, too. When Saul and Harvey died, we lost two breathers. If Trey dies, we'll have the oxygen to make it to the delivery point.
At least now we know what happened on Icarus 1. The same thing that's happening here.
Fuck you, Kappa. What are you trying to remind us of? Our lost humanity? I'll do it. I'm not passing any bucks.
Do it how?
That's between me and Trey. We'll have a vote this time. Unanimous decision required. So?
You know where I stand.
And me.
What are you asking? That we weigh the life of one against the future of mankind? Kill him.
O Corvo, domingo para segunda, 00h.
Corvo, Rádio 2.0.